Of course. Let's go to the telephone. I'm sure you heard a lot of what the Prime Minister discussed, but we've not been able to download the interview just yet. So we'll have to leave that. I'm sure you may want to comment on one of the things, or one or two other things that you heard, because we're going to open up the lines for a few minutes. Hello, talk to me, yeah?
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Okay, I'd like to hear what he said, all what he said. But then, permit me to call a lady at Thursday. Kako lady, what about you? We say, take care of yourself. Bye. Thanks, Matt.
All right, thank you very much. On the telephone, yes?
Mr. Pelty.
How are you?
I give in thanks, blessings to you. If I did take you to a hotel and you know, give you some lunch or something. I say, since you're okay, that's cool, because I, you know, there was a concern. I did not hear you. Malu said you can bring the lunch for me, you know. All right. Matt, a few things. I think this is a perfect slot to insert my argument on a statement I heard from Mia Motley.
Mm-hmm.
But, Matt, it is sad. You know, I mean, this, why is it International Commonwealth Day? Why is it a Commonwealth Day?
Commonwealth Day, yes.
Matt, the world is a very strange place based on the system that governs the world, so to speak. This in Africa, in Dominica, and wherever, India, these countries fought against colonialism, and they are part of the Commonwealth. Isn't that a paradox, Matt? Isn't that a contradiction? What the hell do you want to be a part of the Commonwealth for? You know, just like the Francophone countries in Africa and wherever, France still have to collect royalties. After these countries gain independence, what's the sense of independence? You know, so it's just a whole mess. Maybe I'm just talking out of complete ignorance, Matt. But so far, based on what I understand, it doesn't make sense why it is so former current. How can be former and current at the same time? You know, I mean, it's just a joke. Matt, I listened to a climate reporter. Can you imagine, Matt, I telling you, Matt, you have a problem with your weight and you really need to check it. But Matt, I know you're not a fat man. I'm just using you as a reference point. You there with me, sir?
I'm following.
And for you to tell me, but what about you? Look, you fat too. Or so many people that are fat. What are you talking about, my fatness? Why, that it troubling you? But it is not doing you any good. You have ended up in hospital a few times and all of that. So that climate reporter who asked me a Motley a question pertaining to corruption in the Caribbean, how it hinders the development or progress, what word she used. Mia Motley say, you won't be answer you sincerely. Matt, Mia Motley jump on the metropolitan countries, America, England, and all of them, how corruption is not impeding their progress. Since all you talk about the Caribbean, all you want to talk about corruption and progress. Matt, don't you think the corruption, the Caribbean is infested with corruption, Matt?
We all know that.
We all know that. So, for Mia Motley to try to say something like, I'm not asking Mia Motley what to say. Mia Motley is a big man or a big lady, I don't know.
But can you deny, though? I guess I know where you're going because I listened to the conversation. Can you deny that the other countries, the first world countries, may be corrupt as well?
No, listen to me. Listen to me, Matt.
I'm listening.
Yes, I have a weight problem, and I'm working on it. But, Matt, you know you're no good example.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? You admit that is where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because all you seems to be in a collaborative scheme to rob the Caribbean blind. You're not dealing with your present predicament with corruption in the Caribbean. You jump in because she's from a metropolitan country. So Europe or wherever she's from, America. And you jump in on her. I mean, admit we have a problem in the Caribbean. That is our predicament. I cannot deny it. And it is bad. But all you who set the bar, all you are no good role models. Because look at the amount of corruption that you admit you have a problem. And then you say, Matt, respectfully, you have a problem too. You understand what I'm saying, sir?
Follow you, yeah.
Because you're living in denial. You're trying to shield the leaders of the Caribbean. Maybe you could be as corrupt as well. I don't know that for a fact. I've heard talk about that. But you come in and just jump in on the metropolitan countries and forgetting your present predicament as a small country. These are countries that can invade countries. They're all in Africa, causing all kind of problems, taking minerals, stealing their resources, broad daylight. You can compare and contrast these countries with your present predicament. And now look at what has just happened in St. Lucia. It's going to happen over and over and over again, and we are not exempted. So rather than be a mortal, take the opportunity and say something about our situation. Yes, it is that bad. But I'm surprised you're asking me that question at the same time, because these big countries are no good example. So the corruption has festered, Matt, and people are trying to make excuses. If it was you, do it too. And all foolish little arguments, you know who is suffering? We as the people, because listen to that wonder boy tell us about five times when all you finish says all the tax money. So the resources of the state is not ours, because it has been hijacked by these leaders. And when you have that Hillary Beckles, Matt, Hillary Beckles going back hundreds of years ago and tell us everything about slavery and emancipation and all kind of thing. Hillary Beckles, I have never heard Hillary Beckles talk about the new colonial masters in the Caribbean posing as prime ministers, politicians, how they are enslaving their own people. So that's the beef, Matt, I took with Mia Motley, and the way she answered the question. I thought she was a woman of some moral fiber. But Mia Motley is just as ruthless as any other Caribbean leaders based on the way she answered the question. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. It's already 1:37. This is the talk on the block, yes?
Yeah, Matt, good afternoon. How are you doing, my brother?
My brother, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
I see you had some concern over the weekend. I've not been able to hear your concern as it relates to St. Lucia and what's going on there. What's up, Brian?
Well, Matt, I saw the program this morning, and Matt, permit me to extend condolences to Mrs. Anita Bully and her family, Matt, on the passing of our Dominican hero, Matt. And I thought that was a very good program this morning. Matt, in reference to what Blessings just said there with respect to Mia, I'm really surprised that Mia, I never knew Mia was so dumb to make such a statement, especially, Matt, when you have to look at the same developed countries that she's talking about, Matt, she referenced. If you have to look at the amount of money those countries spend in fighting crime and violence and corruption, check, billions of dollars to fight crime and corruption. Look, just in Barbados there, she increased the budget for the police by $17 million, from $114 million to $131 million. So that is money to fight crime. That is money to fight corruption. If crime and corruption were not on the increase or not existent, Matt, all of that money, the billions of dollars these developed countries are using to fight crime and violence, they would be using those billions to fight poverty and alleviate unemployment in their respective countries. Because all of the development they have, they still have poverty, they still have a lot of unemployment in those countries. So I'm amazed that Mia Motley could make such a foolish statement to justify and to defend her colleagues, her corrupt colleagues in the Caribbean, her colleagues that she's even benefiting from the corruption of some of her colleagues. Because look at Ross, the situation. Because of corruption, Ross left Dominican Shores. You know, one third of our economy left Dominican Shores, and it's in Barbados now to the benefit of Mia Motley and to a few Dominicans who have invested in the housing scheme that is housing Ross students in Barbados now. Corruption at the core. You know, Matt, so when Mia says those things, Matt, one really has to be amazed and wonder if Mia really knows what she is, Matt. Matt, the other question I have has to do with that press conference, that mess conference this morning, Matt, the Skerrit mess conference. Matt, I heard Skerrit making statements to the effect that he has studies and he has geotechnical surveys and feasibilities and all of those things. And I was trying to get to you, Matt, to ask you to make sure you ask Kerry if it is possible for him to make all of those documents public so that we can see them, so that we can read them for ourselves, so that we can discuss them for ourselves, Matt, instead of coming and say that they exist without any physical evidence, especially in light of how we know Skerrit loves to lie, where Dominicans do not trust Skerrit. So, Skerrit, please, show us all of those surveys and studies relating to this bogus sham airport that you're talking about. Show them to us so that we could discuss them and bring the officials who prepared those surveys and studies to come and talk to the people, because you yourself mentioned, Skerrit, you're not no engineer. And we know that. You are nothing in the scheme of things. So those technical people who prepared those reports for you, they must have been paid millions of dollars to get those reports done.
I want to ask you a question, Brian, because you're deep in the politics, at least on the other side. Meaning, I heard the Prime Minister say in that news conference, and we'll play that for you in the subsequent future once we download it. The Prime Minister was making reference, of course, so you were speaking to the issue of planning, whether they had any planning division. And I said, well, of course, you know, the person who made the issue about planning, and we can play that statement for you, was Miss Annie Edwards, who your former chief planner. And the Prime Minister referred, I was very amazed to hear that. Do you know if Miss Edwards is, and I'm going to ask her the question, whether she's a politician?
No, what you see, Miss Edwards is no politician, Matt. Miss Edwards is a consummate professional. And Miss Edwards is from the affected area, Maryland-Wesley area. And Miss Edwards just put her professional skills to the test in terms of using her training and her capabilities to explain to us this actual situation based on her knowledge. It's facts we're talking about. What Skerrit should answer to tell us is whether or not the project has planning approval. Simple. That is the point.
Well, he did say he did not really answer the question directly, but he spoke about, you know, it will come in phases.
Well, exactly, Matt. Planning doesn't approve something in phases, you know, Matt, as far as I know, Matt. Okay? Because if you have this whole international airport development project, Matt, and it has planning approval, it means that planning has seen the whole project. Because what I'm getting from Mr. Skerrit, if he says it, is that they'll do these studies and they'll find one part of the land good for something. And then when they do another study somewhere down the line, they find another part of the land, because Mr. Skerrit is a big expand. The purpose that it was intended for is not good for us. So they'll probably decide, okay, well, let's put that part of the airport in Salisbury, because the land is not suitable for it. Just, or let's put that part of the airport in Grand Bay, because the land up there based on what we want to do for that particular aspect of the project, that part of the land is not suitable. Matt, rubbish. Skerrit needs to answer the question. King Lear cannot tell us whether or not there is planning permission. Don't try to castigate Annie Edwards. Annie Edwards is a consummate professional. King Lear needs to tell the people of Dominica whether or not there is planning approval, and he further needs to show us and bring the officials who prepared the various reports to come and discuss with the people, to explain their reports and their findings to the people. That is how it's done, Matt. No other way. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you very much. I was kind of taken aback there by the response of the Prime Minister when I asked about, you know, this former chief planner, and he did describe her as a politician. I'm sure you'll hear for yourself. And I will get the opportunity to talk to Annie about the Prime Minister's response. I just wanted to make the announcement. I'm really trying to contact Kyra Schillingford. Another big victory there in the courts in St. Vincent. Remember when she challenged the constitutionality of the teachers out there who contested or refuse to take the mandated COVID vaccine. And they were all sent home by the Prime Minister, Mr. Ralph Gonzalez, representing the government. There was Mr. Tony Astafan. Well, the rising star, Ms. Kyra Schillingford. Won that case. Where she successfully argued that the teachers were wrongfully fired by the government when they refused a mandate to take the vaccine, COVID vaccine 19. Just a few moments ago, maybe this morning, Justice Esco Henry ruled in favor of those employees who challenged the decision of the government to dismiss more than 300 public sector workers in December 2021 over their failure to take the vaccine as mandated by the government. The lawsuit was filed by against Solicitor General Karen Duncan, Senior Crown Counsel, for Harper, Josephine Crown Counsel, Ms. Franklin and Graham Boyles, Senior Counsel Anthony Astafan, represented by the government, while Attorney Kyra Schillingford Mash represented the workers. When Justice Henry reserved her ruling last December, she said there were many legal issues to be considered in the case. I need to talk to Kyra on this big decision there against the government, who has already said that they will appeal. A big victory there for Kyra Schillingford there. Congratulations, the Lady of Bowie. Winning another big case against the government of St. Vincent. But as I said, they've already indicated that they will appeal on the matter. Hello, talk to me on the telephone.
Yes, Matt, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, yeah?
Yeah, Matt, there's so many issues, but anyway. The issue that was cited about Mia Motley, I don't know if it's real, so if you know if it's real, let me know, Matt.
Oh, yeah, I saw her response, I saw the question, but I can't get to it at this time, but yes, it's real.
So you cannot video a policeman in the exercise of his duty? Is that what we're talking about?
No, it's not about that. She was responding to a reporter who spoke about corruption within the Caribbean region, and she responded saying that, you know, first world countries are corrupt as well. That's basically
okay,
what it was.
But there's something going on. I don't know if it's real, because apparently they're putting forward legislation or have done it that you cannot video a police officer in the discharge of his duty.
No, I haven't seen that one.
Okay, well, we'll let that go for now, Matt. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. 449-3095-9697. There's another big case going on in Barbados where, you know, you don't have access to beach. Remember that song there by Gabby some years ago? Jack don't want me to bathe on his beach. I suspect that it's also happening in the South. There's some property that's being barred and people can't get access to going to the beach. I'm sure we'll explore that sometime. Hello, yes?
Come on. Yes, Mr. Pelty.
Quickly.
What the Kalina Goman is saying there, I heard it in Barbados. Some parliamentary procedure, whatever they need to do to have people not being able to video a police when he's executing his duties. It's very interesting.
So well, I haven't heard that, blessing. I haven't.
No, I am telling you what I listen to.
Okay, go ahead.
On some news, and it is a bit troubling, because if you're in my home, Matt, and you're committing, you're executing your search, and somebody's there watching you and having you covered, Matt, all of a sudden that becomes a crime. So Mia Motley, I know her global agenda in the New World Order, which is the same old world disorder. So she come in. But Matt, what I call, Brian said it. Matt, you may have heard, there is no evidence about all the apartments in Barbados housing the Ross University students. There may be a a link with Dominica and his houses or a particular politician. I don't know how true it is. In the manner in which Ross University left Dominica, but it could not be somebody that is so unwilling to not continue to accommodate a university that there for how many years, Matt? Over 20-something years?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you change your mind at the expense of the people who have the banks. They're owing the banks at Ampicard for their apartments they build, depending on Ross University. So you could see Mia Motley felt offended when the reporter asked her, the corruption in the Caribbean, which is parallel with your so-called development, how does it impede your progress or your development? And she felt offended. It was a personal thing to her. It had nothing to do about me. And I heard somebody, I listened to a lady on a post with them out on social media talking about how they congratulate Mia Motley.
Matt, well, there are some people on her side because she's a straight shooter.
No, Matt, you mean a straight shooter when you learn to shoot yourself first. You don't look into jump and shoot America and England and all of them. Why can't you not deal with an existing disease of corruption in the Caribbean? And for you to get and take it so personal and say, well, what about you? You have corruption too, and not addressing your corruption. Matt, it is just, it was of poor taste. And Mia Motley, I believe, she kind of Satan refused to correct her own sin.
Well, bless us. While you may say that, and some people are totally in agreement with Mia Motley for taking that stand, I want to, of course, our listeners to listen to the conversation there that took on there, that took place some time ago. I want to get to that. Somebody just sent me, and I remembered
our
it.
Beloved Prime Minister Mia Motley.
Yeah, that
always delivers. Let me show you this clip.
The elephant in the room, what a lot of Western climate diplomats tell me, is that leaders like yourself also carry a responsibility. Why are vulnerable countries still so debt-stricken? Why is there still corruption? What is your response to that?
You really want me to answer you?
I do.
Okay. Why is it that every time we talk about countries from the south, the first allegation is corruption? Last time I checked, in the USA and the UK and Europe, they're riddled with corruption, but nobody says that they're not capable of achieving their objectives because of corruption. Why is it that we're not talking about the fact that these countries became independent, having allowed those countries that colonized them to extract significant portions of their wealth, such that we had no proper housing, no proper education, no proper healthcare systems, no proper legal systems, no proper across the whole strip, and certainly nothing to do with building social capital like community development and cultural enterprises? And what has happened is therefore that we have spent the time since independence trying to give our people what the global north has taken for granted and has supported by the extrication of centuries of wealth to give their people out of our blood, sweat, and tears. Now, when our blood, sweat, and tears finances the Industrial Revolution, and the Industrial Revolution then causes the climate crisis, and then I have to pay for the consequences of the climate crisis because of the Industrial Revolution financed by our blood, sweat, and tears, then I think they have no moral authority to tell me anything about the financing of the climate or about why we don't have enough.
Is it anger over this that fuels your energy?
Anger? Absolutely not. Unfairness, lack of justice. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed that humankind still wants to believe that there's one world for a set of people and another world for another set.
Tell them, Mia. Tell them for us. I always say this about her. I love how she says what is in her mind. She says it as she sees it, and she gets her point across. And I love how she asked, do you really want me to answer that? That's how you know she is going to go in. And I loved her answer. And, you know, that's a legit answer. I'm glad she called it out. Thank you so much, Prime Minister Mia Motley. As always, we love you and we love to see it.
See what I mean, blessings? You may disagree. There are some people who agree. But again, we have to agree to disagree sometimes, huh? Let's see, at 1:55. And again, I made this appeal before, and I'll make it again. Try to make your voice notes less than 3 minutes, okay? I'll allow this one for now. But please, try to make your voice notes. You have time. Less than 3 minutes. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Matt, and good afternoon to all Dominicans. Matt, I'm really out of words, you know, that Roosevelt scared referred to Annie Edwards as a politician. Matt realized that he could not have given a response. So he just comes up with that nonsense because he knows that the media is not going to hold him accountable to answer the questions. He knows that the Dominican people will not hold him accountable to answer the questions, so he can come with any kind of BS answer. And he will get away with it because he has never been made to answer the real questions. The nerve of that man to consider Annie a politician. Matt, Roosevelt's character is a politician, and a dirty politician at that. A politician that does not care about his country. A politician that does not care about the Dominican people. And that's the reason you see all of those apartments going up in Dominica without planning approval. I can't believe that those apartments have planning approval. So I must say they don't have planning approval because you hear of leaking raw sewage. You know that Dominicans have been living in those toxic environments for a long time. And Matt, it's just a matter of time before these people get sick. So if Annie was a politician, I think all of that would have been exposed a long time ago. Because I don't believe that any of those buildings were approved by planning. And you know all the problems they're having with all of those apartment buildings, that they put people in buildings that are not that have not been built properly. And I don't even think those things are structurally safe. It's in the event of a disaster, we will know how sound these buildings are. Matt, Annie Edwards has given 33 years of her life, her professional experience, expertise, and knowledge, and not forgetting service to the planning division, to the point where she was the chief planner in planning division, Matt. And he calls her a politician. You know what Annie is trying to avert, Matt? What happened in Syria and Turkey, where thousands of people died when the earthquake took place? Those buildings that were not structurally safe, that were not built with planning codes, that turned into burial grounds, into tombs, into permanent tombs for the people of Turkey and Syria. That is what Annie Edwards is trying to avert. Because Skerritt knows well that site is not suitable for the airport that he talks about. And if Annie, after spending 33 years in planning and serving at the highest level, if she sits there and not, you know, with her mouth closed and not say anything, when something happens, she will be made to ever hold her peace because she sat there and she allowed a disaster in the making to happen. So Annie speaking up is a true patriotic Dominican. She's a Dominican first, with no allegiance to politics. Matt, it is a sad day for Dominica that Roosevelt's Skerritt can just give any old answer and believe that Dominica is his. He's in charge. He runs things in Dominica so he can duck the answers because he has no real answers. this man, Matt, what a type of Dominican that Mother Dominica birthed. Ah, Roosevelt's carrot. Shame on you.
I guess you will have a chance maybe tomorrow to hear the answer to the question, and I'll also play the statement from Annie Edwards so you can have a better perspective as to, you know, where we're going with this one. Someone is saying Mia Motley gave a brilliant answer, however, she didn't answer the question. Matt, if the apartments had planning approval, they would have different designs. Yes, and Mr. Bully, based on the Prime Minister's responses this afternoon, I'll play for you tomorrow. We'll get an official funeral. He's already informed the family. As to the question which I asked, whether there will be a bully day, Alwyn Bully Day, no specific answer to that. Another person is saying, great answer from the Barbados Prime Minister. See what I mean, blessings? People have different perspectives. We can also agree, or we can all agree to disagree sometimes. It's 202, yeah?
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you.
The Caribbean leaders we have today are what you call the modern-day slave masters. They are treating the people worse than when the colonial masters were in power. I look at Dominica today, and the people are in a coma, what you call a slavery form of coma. They're scared to open their mouth. And if they decide to demonstrate, you have your police ready to shoot them. That is what you call modern-day slavery by black men. It is a shame in Dominica, West of the Caribbean, and most countries in Africa, these black people should be ashamed of themselves. You come and tell me about black mistreatment and black this and black this, and you're treating your people in the way you treat them? Come on, man. This is modern-day slavery. It's all about slavery. And people are scared. Yet you sign an agreement with China, and the people of Dominica don't even know what's in the agreement. Come on. Modern-day slavery, sir. Modern-day slavery.
All right, caller, thank you very much. It's 204 in the afternoon. We're taking more phone calls. Yes? Hello, yes?
Matt.
I'm here.
Matt, Mia Motley is a hypocrite, Matt. Matt, when we watch what Mia...
Because she's not saying what you want to say, Brian, you call her a hypocrite?
Yes, Matt. Because, okay. Matt, she's talking about the developed countries, Europe, and so on, taking on wealth from the smaller countries and bringing it to their countries and so on. You check? Matt, mm-hmm. That's true. That's a historical fact. But what has she done in the region with respect to when she had the opportunity to help her fellow country, Caribbean nation, Dominica, poor, struggling economy?
So that's why you call her a hypocrite, yeah?
Yes, of course, Matt, and it's pure hypocrisy, Matt, and we have to call it by name. So with all her nice talk, Matt, that doesn't mean nothing, because her actions in the Caribbean prove otherwise, my brother. Thanks a lot.
All right, but do you blame me, Motley, or do you blame Mr. Skerritt, who allowed this to happen? 205 is the after time. Please, let's keep it short, eh? Let's keep it short. Hello, yeah?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Tilty. How are you, sir?
Here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll definitely keep it short. First of all, I want to extend my condolences to the family of Orvin Bulley.
Okay.
I would like to say that. May God bless his family and give him comfort. I want to make 2 points there.
Okay.
So, my question is, did you say that when you referenced the observations that were made by the former chief planner regarding the lack of proper
planning,
and the lack of the failure to follow procedure,
yep,
with respect to the airport, he dismissed her as being a politician.
He did.
So what is Roosevelt's carrot? Now, in other words, he's saying that her observations, her statements, ought not to be taken seriously or not to be treated with respect. They're not verified, they're not true, because she, who have never seen a political platform before, I've never heard address people in a political situation, she is a politician. And therefore, what she has said is of no value because she's a politician. What is that telling us about Roosevelt Kerrit, who's been known to deceive people? I'm not saying that, I'm speculating on that. He's been known. So what kind of politician, what is saying about politician? When a prime minister who is a politician is telling you to dismiss what another person who is not known to be a politician is saying, because that person is a politician, what statement is he making about politicians? Is he saying that they are all liars? And somebody at the conference should ask him, so all you guys are just blasted liars. We shouldn't believe one thing you're saying. Because she's a politician, therefore I dismiss, he's essentially saying, I dismiss whatever she brings up. And he's never said, is it a lie? Is it true?
He also said, I'll make that point, he also said when the UWP introduced the airport proposal, that Annie Edwards, who was still in planning at the time, she never made any comment. But what has happened? Annie Edwards was not the chief planner at that time.
Exactly. Not only that, but all the proposals by the United Group, they were public, for the public. There was Mr. Lawrence. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember Wendell Lawrence.
Yep.
He was a technical person. They went all around the island having conversations with the people. The plans were there. Even the plan for the Windsor Park, all the plans were exposed. They were not hidden in a secret place. So, this fella is a politician, and he's told us today, confirmed, that whatever he says is to be dismissed. And quickly about Maya Motley. Whenever you ask these politicians in the Caribbean questions about corruption in the Caribbean, they go to America, they go to England, they go to Saudi Arabia, they go everywhere, and they blind themselves to the fact that we here in the Caribbean are probably among the most corrupt regions, the leaders, the political leaders. So she's blind to that fact. That's why I say, these people, I agree with Brian. I'm wondering if they're not hypocrites, because she knows that she's blinding herself to the fact that here in Dominica, we have a leader who became in if nothing, and it's alleged that he's the most rich person, the richest, one of the richest persons in the region. Isn't that something to question, Maya Motley? But they're blind. Anyway, thank you, Matt, for your time. God bless
you. All right, thank you. Thank you very much. 4493095. 96 and 97. Let's go back to the overseas liner this time. Are you there, caller?
Yes, Matt. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Matt, I don't want to be long, but first of all, let me extend condolences to Anita and her children,
mm-hmm,
and to all his family, and to the extended family on the passing of a national hero, Orvin Bulley. Having said that, Matt, I think if Mia had said, because it's facilitated by these countries, because they give them money, and what they do due to corrupt practices, it is not applied to the development it is intended for. Now, I don't know if you recall, whenever the international community advised our government about the issues surrounding the financial services sector, they complained that, oh, you big country, are you doing this and are you doing that? What is the result, Matt? All the international banks have left Dominica. our financial services sector is in disarray as a result of, instead of us using these challenges as an opportunity to improve and further develop our country, we're telling them, you can't tell me anything because, look, this is your country. The developing countries, Matt, they may have corruption, but Matt, in spite of their corruption, their countries have developed. Why? Because maybe they took some for themselves, but they made sure that they look after their people. In the Caribbean, Matt, we do it the other way around. We get the aid because we are so lazy to address the real issue of development in our countries. And me and Matthew is no exception in Barbados. We take the aid, we misspend it, and therefore we keep crying and begging for aid. Develop your country and your economy. Barbados was one of the most thriving countries in the region, politically, economically, and socially, Matt. After the passing of Tom Adams, the country has gone down, Matt. They used to produce sugar cane, so they produce something, they produce rum, they produce beer, they produce things, Matt. Now what they do, they're concentrating on tourism, which increases the cost to the local residents. Because when you bring tourists in, Matt, you should be feeding them with what you have, your food that you eat, whatever your dish is. Fuku and flying fish is a favorite dish of Barbados. You should be giving them that, not bringing in more hamburger, more hot dog, more pasta, and things to feed them. You are impoverishing your people further because when you import these things, it's a cost. And then the people now don't have any money. They're unemployed. They don't have jobs. They have to buy these things. So by your corrupt action, you are impoverishing your people and creating more poverty, and you are retarding development of your country. Take these things as lessons and see how you can do that. She should have said, well, we corrupt, but you facilitate it by giving us the aid that we beg you for. That is what Mia Motley needs to do. Examine what the Barbados economy has become, where the people are right, and what they are doing in terms of to facilitate the yachts and the rich people coming in, because when they come in, they bring their food and they buy the food to feed them, and the poor people have to be struggling, because sometimes if a chicken costs $5, they can't buy it, but we will buy 10 of them and throw it to feed their dogs. Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you, of course. Bring me
down. Guess what? Happy Hour Thursday is back. All month long in March, we're inviting all our customers to come and enjoy employee pricing every Thursday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Discounts on power tools, garden tools, microwaves, blenders, bowls, bakeware, dinnerware, face basins, and bidets. Every Thursday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., it's happy hour at your favorite hardware store where you spend $57.50 plus VAT. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for our special promotions. Terms and conditions apply. See you in store and come home to quality only at LA Jubilee.
For decades, Springfield Trading Limited has provided Dominica with a very trusted distribution platform of the highest quality, best prices. Everyday can't do without products and consumer brands. And as the Springfield Trading wheels of distribution continue to turn, we serve this nation with distinction on all levels, supported by a unique merchandising service, serving all major accounts across Dominica, the best daily distribution mobile network, and a dedicated support team. It is no doubt that Springfield Trading is being saluted for its market service confidence, efficiency, and consistency. With a quality in everything, Springfield Trading is providing the brands you know and have come to trust, depend, and rely on with flowing confidence. Distributors for Holiday Foods, Grab a Holiday, Fruta, Real Fruit Juice, Juiced Right, Buster, You've Gotta Have a Buster, Chubby, Everyday is Fun Day, Colgate, A World of Care, Crook's Biscuits, Your Vital Supplies, Cadbury Chocolate, makes every day delicious, and so many more products, only from Springfield Trading Limited, where quality is everything.
Roots. Connections on Q, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. every other Wednesday on Q95, the big station. Dominicans journeyed beyond our shores for decades in search of economic opportunities and educational advancement. Many are ready to give back to their cherished nature island. Welcome to Roots Connections on Q. Join Dr. Simone Mathieu on Q95 as we tap into the life and times and expertise of our Nature Island Dominicans, at home and abroad. From our agriculture and industry to sustainable development, resilience and renewable energy, to the music, art and entertainment industries. Join Dr. Simone Mathieu and guests every other Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. We examine where they came from, where they have been, where they are now, and how we can move forward together with our brothers and sisters at home and abroad to inspire and elevate our country, our economy, our people, and our youth to achieve excellence and success. Roots Connections on Q, every other Wednesday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., only on Q95, the big station.
Jacob is calling his children, 12 tribes, so we won't go. Oh, children, home, oh, to Zion, oh, wanna go home, take me there, home, oh,
to Zion. If you know your favorite store, dial it now. 612-1253. That's Mega Deals. You can rely on Mega for some real deals on name brand clothing and electronics. High quality, low price. We are a wholesale and retail store located in Calabashi, right on the main road. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram as Mega Deals Dominica. Like our page. Check out our stuff. Call us. Visit us. We'd appreciate that. Come try it on. Love it. Buy it at Mega Deals, your one and only online and brick and mortar store. Mega Deals is also on wheels. We make it convenient for your shopping. We deliver straight to your door. Email us at info@megadealsda.com. Rely on Mega Deals for some real deals.
Ou happy ou tapé loun, but after the loun, don't come and groan. Let cyclone defer or any other malchance bon. Make sure ou insure if your insurance company ki sa do good if you side by side. Pa yon ticket ki te ou deye avec di ou, I come in just now. Messe come to New India Insurance, upstairs AC Shillingford, Awozo. I mean, these are important questions and they must be asked. What kind of insurance coverage do you get for your house? Leuka Ashe loan, you don't leave insurance to chance. South Lake, be in control. That is not the same thing like loan. That is something by itself. Kosa vini pale pidi professionals kote New India. Yes, just come in. Come in there, kote New India. And talk, partner, talk. Made section. In your book, if on lewe kosa, leka elite boule yale ka pale kote insurance. Yodi, what? Lawrence? Idi insurance, mon dieu. Yodi, there's no Lawrence, yes, sir. Idi, moka dukai mo boule kote insurance, uka di moka Lawrence. Yodi, there's no Lawrence, sir. Telephone 448-4023, then.
All right, Dominica, we're back. We're just simply having an open line there, speaking on various issues. Tomorrow, we'll speak to some various concerns, specific concerns by the Prime Minister from the news conference. Just in another issue, another story. We're reading from St. Lucia, Antigua this time. News that Choksi is pleased with his latest court judgment. The Attorney General and the Chief of Police, it said, attempted to violate Choksi's constitutional rights. The court agreed with him that investigations must continue. Police in Dominica take note. In Dominica, we've had several instances of violations of constitutional rights that go uncontested. The investigations in this case will implicate the involvement of the roles and roles played by the officials of the Commonwealth of Dominica in this nasty plot. According to someone, let's get it ready to rumble. According to the court again, Choksi is pleased with the latest court judgments, saying that the Attorney General and the Chief of Police attempted to violate Chokes' constitutional rights. We'll hear more as we continue to follow this big story. I want to go back to a report we had from St. Lucia this morning. Of course, there's chaos there. Lady Lee reported us to us this morning. Lady Lee. Oh, boy. What chaos? What's going on? Tell us.
Matt, it is crazy in St. Lucia right now. And all this warfare started from Thursday. It is more or less gang-related. And so far, 8 deaths have been confirmed with gun violence, which erupted in the town of Ufor, that is my hometown, the south of the island, from last week, Thursday. 3 were gunned down. Yeah, 3 of them were gunned down on Thursday. That's 2 men and a female. Then the following day, the Friday, that's another week, beginning of the weekend, another 2 were murdered. That's followed by another 1 long after, so that brought it up to 7. And then Saturday morning, while I was at work, devastation again. Another male was murdered while he was asleep. Yes, he was shot multiple times. And so the murder toll is at 8 with the gun violence in Beaufort. Now, the thing is that all emergency responders who were on leave, on vacation, were recalled to work in case of emergencies. And that is quite unfair to the people who have worked so hard and deserving of their vacation. But they were recalled back to work in the case of emergency. And, of course, the police officers have been patrolling from Saturday, making arrests, also safeguarding the innocent. Now, from Saturday, the town of Ufor was like a ghost town. Hardly any businesses were open, and those that were opened closed very early. You forget what you have to get and get out of town, and I did exactly that. From work, it was straight to town for me. A lot of activities and things people had planned for the weekend had to be cancelled. Beaufort was such a ghost town on Saturday that if you drop a pin on the road in the night, you could have seen it. The streets were empty. Now, the Prime Minister, he addressed the nation on Saturday night after the entire spree of the killing. And, he confirmed the total of 8 lives were lost to gun violence in the South. And his address, he detailed the plans to arrest the situation and to capture the perpetrators responsible for the carnage as well. Now, he said among the plans, what he did was to deploy support from the regional security system, that's the RSS, earlier this week. And also there was 24-hour SSU patrol, which commenced in Beaufort on the weekend. So that is kind of what simmered down the killing. Lots of arrests were done. People were captured with illegal firearms. And most of them, the majority, they are all from gangs. So all the killing that's going on in Beaufort is gang-related. And it is chaotic. It is not a nice feeling. It's not nice waking up and just hearing people dying once you go on online. Another murder. The innocent is dying. That's what's happening in St. Lucia right now, Matt.
But tell me, because I heard Mr. Chastney, of course, the former Prime Minister, talking about, you know, people are even concerned that it may spread across the country.
Yes, that is what the concern is. But, you know, when it comes to those things, politics come into play. One party is saying another, though. The leading party is trying to take charge and control of the situation. You know, it's only common sense. The opposition will chime in and give their own views for fear of it being spread and so forth. But we're not sure how that's going to end. It's in Beaufort right now, so I think we should deal with what's happening in Beaufort right now and not spread it over to the northern part of the island. I think this thing, they need to keep the colors of Parliament up, rather out of the situation and deal with it holistically as a nation. That's what I think needs to be done, and not politicize and colorize situation.
All right, Dominica. We'll keep monitoring the situation in our sister island of St. Lucia. Chaos. A murder toll went up by 8 or 9 on the weekend. It's 8:24 this morning. We paid a tribute to our national hero, and of course, the final moments there. this morning's presentation. We heard from our National Lady of Song. And our own social commentator, Mr. Simeon Joseph. Listen for a few minutes. Listen.
Of course, another hero among us is the Lady of Song, Ophelia. And she's on the line with me just for a few seconds. Of course, she too has not been well in recent times, but she wants to pay tribute to Alwyn. I've written many a song. Ophelia, are you there?
Yes, I'm there, Junior.
I'm happy that you could join us there for a few minutes from another part of the world.
Thank you very much for that.
How are you doing this morning?
Oh, pretty good, thank God. You caught me swallowing something good to eat.
That's good. Stay. Trying to stay healthy, I imagine.
Yes, I am staying healthy, thank God. I had a very good report from the cardiologist. And, you know, they're very thorough, so I have one more test to do by the end of the month. And then I can look to see what else I want to do. So I really thank God for that. And I want to quickly thank all the Dominicans who said good things and who are saying good things for me and about me, because that really helps. You know, and Alwyn was one who always encouraged. You know, even when I was a little girl, I wanted to learn about Black Power, and I went to him at the grammar school, and he lent me some books and reading about black mask, white skin, and other works like that. I kind of understood the importance of one's skin and accepting it, and, you know, and making it work for you. So I remember Alwyn in that kind of way. And also he used to encourage me when I used to sing for the national patois song competitions. And I remember particularly his writing the folk nativity when, as a member of the Youth Literary Club at Point Michel, I asked him whether he could do something for us to execute, mm-hmm. so we could raise funds to contribute to the Vandenberg Community Hall, which is the hall that we have at Pori in Point Michel. And Alwyn came up with an entire musical folk nativity within weeks. And I remember when he came up together with some PAT members, he decided that I was going to be Mary. I said, what? I know I can sing a song, but to act in that role was a big thing for me. But I was the first Mary in folk nativity. And the first Joseph was Herman Charles. And Alwyn was the director at the front there, and you did what he said to do, and he encouraged, he made you feel bigger than you even thought you were, and the task with everybody else became so intricate and so alive that, you know, we wanted to be like him. Everybody wanted to be like him. So we did the best that we could, and we raised money and gave to the committee that wanted to build and beautify and upkeep the hall. So we go back a long, long way. And, and somebody said earlier that Anita has always been there. She has been. And I remember I performed also in Ruler, in Hiruna. I sang the theme song, and I still remember Gary Didier, the ruler, and the other persons. And then Anita had had found a nice black dress that she thought I should wear to sing. Mm-hmm. And Alwyn said, no, Fida has to be in white. And she just had to chill and do what Alwyn says. And Alwyn just took a paper and he drew. He did a sketch of exactly what I wanted, mm-hmm. what he wanted for me to wear. And Anita just went home and bought the fabric and set it up. And I remember that white flowing dress. And I had to sing my best because it was Alwyn. Mm-hmm. You know, he brought that out of you, your best. Because, like I said earlier, you want to be like him. And you see his passion, you see his excitement, you see his willingness for everything to come out good. So you had better, you know, make your contribution. So that's how I remember Alwyn. And in that folk nativity, that's where I sang Magnificat. Mm. And that's where the angels sang Gloria.
Mm.
And that was long before. I heard you say 78, but it was before. I'm not sure exactly what date, but I think it may have been 1970.
Wow.
And it should be on the script, because the script was dedicated to Ophelia Olivace. So we can go back and get that date more correctly.
But
I'll always remember him and his contribution to my life. Some people say mentor. Well, he was that, and he was a friend. And I'm talking about him in the past, but I hear people like Raymond talk about him in the present, mm-hmm. and I understand that too. He was so vital a person. Somebody else said, he is still there. Of course he is still there, because we know our spirit lives on. You know, so...
But a great loss for Dominique Ophelia. A great loss.
Yes, yes. But we had him, but we still have him. He's still contributing. Yeah, and I've never heard Dominicans talk about somebody like that. Never. Which is great, and we like to say our people don't appreciate their own. I cannot say that about Alwyn. Not what I have been hearing from the time he died, from Friday. And everybody was touched and has something to say and wants to say that something about Alwyn. So, you know, I prefer to look at that. And his music lives on, his plays live on, his sculptures live on, his art, his paintings, his films, you know. And I'm hearing too what people are suggesting as something symbolic and tangible that can be done to make him that emblem for Dominicans. And it would be nice if somebody picks up one or two of them and make that happen.
Ophelia, thank you very much. Thank you for your contribution this morning. And get well soon. Get home soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
You.
All right.
This morning, as she spoke about Alwyn, because I was sandwiched between the two of them while a student at the Dominica Grammar School.
Okay.
Apart from Alwyn being a lifelong family friend of my family, my sister Margaret, Floriska Jefferson Mimo, you know, I was first introduced to Alwyn at the age, I think, of 10 years old at the Goodwill Parish Hall when he directed the play Speak,
mm-hmm.
Brother Speak. And basically, he was speaking to my father and mother at the time, and I was introduced to him as Alwyn Bode, the great director, great playwright.
Mm-hmm.
But fast forward to many other things, the plays at the St. George's Hall, Ruler okay. and Ruler, mm-hmm. Nightbox, Folk Nativity, P.O.P.O., all those things. I was just like a little foot boy. You know,
uh-huh.
And then going to the grammar school, Alwyn, of course, was my deputy principal, my first deputy principal, And he taught me literature in first form as the deputy principal, along with Mikey Bruni and Clement Barber Richards, who was the head boy of the grammar school at the time, and Mikey Bruni, who was my drama teacher. And then they invited me to audition for a play that the grammar school was doing at the time, Good Morning, Miss Millie. Of course, I did not get a part. I guess I was too immature at the time, or not versed in that, but being part of it, you know. And then he became principal of the Dominica Grammar School, and ironically, at that time, Ophelia was teaching at the grammar school, and she had a choir. And so she invited me to join the choir, along with people, quite a few names, Orville James, James Dominic, a few people like that, you know. One of the significant things, Matt, about this is Maureen left grammar school at that time. I went to become the chief. He was the chief cultural officer. At first, there was the cultural desk in the government headquarters. And then subsequently, they began the program to rehabilitate the old mill at the time, full of grass and everything. And when they had the first legal clearance, Maureen began some pilot presentations. Now, one Thursday evening, Alwyn had some choirs, and Ophelia was the choir leader. I hope she's listening. And so we had to rehearse to perform. In those days, there was no buses, so Matt, we had to walk from the Dominica Grammar School under all the Foncoulet Cliff to the old mill to perform. And I was the lead singer in the song Panama Mueto Bi, Saki de Wamase Pumwe, it was a song of a drunken sailor singing that song. And I performed. And then we didn't have uniform. I had to roll up my grammar school khaki pants and use the white sport shirt that we use for sports as our uniform. We all had to use our grammar school skirts or pants and the sports. That was our uniform. And if a little, and when we got there, Alwyn, I think, had some cloth or something that he did, and he tore it up and tied the heads off to give a little color. But I had to get a straw hat, so I had to act that out. And you know, speaking of all of that, and, you know, remembering Ophelia and Alwyn, I think I learned a lot from Alwyn. In terms of my music and drama, Alwyn and I served subsequently on some national committees, i.e. the Dominica Festivals Commission, Carnival. As a matter of fact, Alwyn and Anita in 1984 were the first people to invite me to serenade the queens at the Carnival Queen Show at Carnival City.
Okay.
When I sang Lady and Sandra Brown, at that time, people like Wine and Adrian Roberts and Carla Armour were the contestants. So I serenaded the queens to the song of Lady at the thing, and Alwyn and Anita did my hair, did makeup, and actually identified the clothes that I should use to sing and that kind of thing there. And then I was asked after that to become part of the Carnival Organizing Committee. So that was my first initiation into Carnival. Way back then, I was still attending the Sixth Form College. So, I mean, I have had, and then subsequently, I played a role in Once on This Island twice in 1997, and then subsequently in 2017, with under the direction of Alwyn Bully. I would like to say that apart from Alwyn being a mentor, a friend, a longtime family friend, and in recent past, a neighbor, Dominica today has not only lost a hero, we have lost a national hero, a national icon, a legend, a historical figure. We have lost a sterling star of culture and art in Dominica. We have lost a thinker, a creative thinker. I'm not sure if you are aware, but Alwyn Bully once designed the redesign of the botanical gardens when it was the botanical gardens rehabilitation. I don't know what has become of that suggestion. There are many suggestions that Alwyn made for the improvement of various areas in Dominica that are yet to be implemented. Of course, he was the designer of the national flag. And I'd like to say again, he invited me to submit a design. He placed first and I placed third. So that just goes to show you, and I was, he was, he had just left the Dominica Grammar School, and I was still at the grammar school, and he invited me at that time to, because he knew of my interest in art, to submit a design. His design placed first, and my design placed third. So this is the influence that Pauline Bully has had on the lives of us, not only me, but many Dominicans across the world, across the length and breadth of Dominica.
But Simeon, while we wind up, what do you think should be done in its honor, Simeon? I think the Prime Minister has a news conference in the next half an hour. What do you think?
Matt, of course, I think that should be left to the government to decide. I mean, the life, legacy, and legend that Orwin Bully was is not unknown to anybody in Dominica or the powers that be, for that matter. And I think a wise, thorough, and in-depth discussion by the government with the right consultation and the right advice can usher forth some very smart, very creative, and very sound decisions as to what we do with Orwin Bully and other national heroes in Dominica. But I support the call of certain persons. I've heard of the call to make his parents' home, the Cas Bully Mall, into the call of making the Ara course of culture named after him. If I were to add my own thing to that pool of ideas, mm-hmm. it would be to name the section of Independence Street to Bath Road the Orwin Bully Avenue.
Oh, okay.
And if we name, because remember, Patrick John was also born, but on, that is two Independence figures. Patrick John was also born on the other side. If you take J's going down to Great George Street, that's where Patrick John was born. So think about that image of Independence Street heading from the bridge coming into town, going up to Constitution Hill. On one side, you could perhaps name that Patrick John Lane. On the other side, you could name that Orwin Bully's Avenue. And at the top of that, I think as we journey beyond between the Aracos of culture, the ministerial building, the financial center, the Windsor Park where independence was proclaimed, where we have that big screen,
mm-hmm.
I think we should build a big monument of the national flag with a statue of Orwin Bully by it. And between that entrance to the Arak, to the stadium, and the beginning of Kennedy Avenue at Independence Street, we put on either side of the road images of our independence, lessons from our independence, maybe the certain things about Orwin Bully, messages of our independence, and so forth. So as you walk, Matt, from Burton and Company, going up past the Arab House of Culture, past the Ministry, then you have that historical landmark. That's why it should be called, forget Kennedy Avenue, let's not name it Orwin Bully Avenue. Okay, and maybe contrary to some people, I think the Arab House of Culture should be called Mabel Cissy Cordera's House, and because I mean she's a pioneer in culture. But then if you name that Orwin Bully's Avenue, at the end you have the flag designed by Orwin Bully, you have a statue of him, and on the both sides of the road, as anybody who comes to Dominica walks up, you begin to walk through that avenue. And you have a proper sidewalk, you have proper lighting, you have proper trees, you have the right signage. You read about the history of Dominica and the person that Orwin Bully was and everything about Dominica. And so we would have forever, as you look towards the east, through the stadium, you will see a big flag and then Orwin Bully on one side. And then as if speaking to Dominicans about our patriotism, our heritage, who we are as a people, and I think that would do justice to a man like Orwin Bully. You know, it's not enough to do a house for somebody like that. Matt, but there are prominent people. There are cultural heroes. There are cricketing heroes. There are sports heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Orwin Bully is a multifaceted hero in Dominica. He's a legendary statesman and, to my mind, a real national hero. When you have to look for a national hero.
To fix more than you break. If you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in...
It's 16 minutes to the hour of 3 o'clock as we continue to pay homage
like you.
To a national hero.
If you stand up for those down on their knees.
News just reaching, of course, Q95 indicate that from the Nature Island News.
If you shine a little,
it's online newspaper. Nature Island News can confirm that Shilma Dyerampo, who has been acting in the post of Director of Public Prosecution, DPP, in Dominica, has been officially appointed in that post. Dyerampo received her letter, an instrument of appointment, from His Excellency President Charles Savre today. We'll follow that story and bring you more. But this, of course, breaking news coming from Nature Isle News. This online newspaper from Dominica. So Shilma Dyerampo is now the officially,
if you're late,
the DPP, Director of Public Prosecution.
Someone could be saved. There's a place for people like you.
And of course, you heard earlier another news in the legal department that the High Court judge rules in favor of our own.
I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place,
Cara,
out there for people like you.
Cara Shillingford Mash winning that case against the government of St. Vincent. I'll try to make contact, but she had a meeting, and we will talk again maybe sometime tomorrow.
I've heard up there the streets are made of gold.
It's 13 more minutes. We'll take a few phone calls before we wrap it up at 3 o'clock.
And when you get there, there's a hand to hold.
Flow, Dominica.
Down here, up through,
yeah. This is the talk on the block.
There's a place.
Told you, Dominica is pregnant of issues.
For people like you. I know you're out there, so keep doing what you do.
Hello, on the telephone.
Mr. Pelch, I want to congratulate Cara.
Mm-hmm, Cara Shilfer.
More nice. Power to the watermelon village, Matt. I'll have to go suspend and buy more watermelon so I can get smart.
Try that.
more power to Carol. Matt, Mrs. Edwards, the former, the retired physical planner, Matt.
Uh-huh. Chief planner, yes.
Chief planner. Matt, I mean, that is the thing, Matt. Everybody say, oh, you're being rude. Matt, when you have people as ruthless and brutal as that, and you can pray for their transition into some gentleman or gentle lady when you have people like that. So not necessarily the brother. I just feel sorry for him because he does not understand. He is not the almighty God, the creator, or whatever people perceive to be the supreme. He maybe really think he's there because he may have billions or millions stashed away. Matt, I was there, and the lady just simply tell us what it entails having to do with the rules and regulations of planning. And she said it is an illegal project. Matt, how she becomes a politician? Have you ever heard of Mrs. Edwards being a politician, Matt?
Never, 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 no.
So if a priest talk, he's a politician. If a police talk, he's a politician. Matt, it is very, very, very sad. And as I'm saying, Matt, it's the same thing. If you study America history, I think they have murdered or assassinated 3 of the presidents, Matt. And they have jailed up a lot of people in high places. You know that, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
You know they're looking to jail Trump, Matt, or to charge him?
To charge him.
Check in the whole of the Caribbean. Tell me how many people. You know, Doodles Cook, a prime minister, to resign after Doodles Cook were brought down, you know, Matt, because he was so close. They would have charged him somewhere, maybe overseas. But he walked, Matt. So when we want to contrast and compare and talk about corruption, Matt, we must first self-examination. is healthy. And then after we do that, yes, we agree that's where we're at. Let us talk about America and those other countries, because I know they take down people in high places, Matt, when they get caught in the corruption. But in Dominica, Mia, Motley, you know, is just walk all you walk in. So you have to answer the question, and you evaded the question in a very angry way, because you figure out, well, how dare you come and talk about corruption? Leave us in our corruption, because so much finger to do us already, so we cannot do ourselves then. Not have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day, yes. Somebody wanted to hear this one before we go. Chuck Fender.
Analyze life, them a new breed, you know, move right. It's like them don't have no love and them thirsty for blood.
No love, no thirsty for blood, huh?
Serious times and gruesome crime.
Serious times, gruesome times.
Them now looks and them no see the sign. I hope they're ready for them judgment time. This is a warning.
This is a serious warning. God can't sleep.
A warning, them want to lose them and commit. This is a warning, a warning. Now on your hand, they lean and they sleep. They run away from God and praise Lucifer. See, they know them are going to let me.
God and praising Lucifer, huh?
From the life giver, your money can't save you in this time. So me tell
you that, your money can't just save you, man. Chuck Fender. Corruption that destroyed the nation. A warning.
Analyze life, them a new breed, and now move right. It's like them don't have no love and them thirsty for blood like vampire, them come out at night. Give it up. Serious times, some gruesome crime. Endless body, me see them a fine. Them now looks and them no see the sign. I hope them ready for them judgment time. This is a warning for the evil out the street. This is a warning, a warning.
All right, let's go back to the telephone. This time we have about 7 more minutes. Hello, this is a warning. Chuck Fender. Yeah, talk to me, yeah?
Matt.
I'm here.
Let me tell you something. I call all the Magnificat.
The Magnificat, okay.
Yeah. And I want to send out my condolences to his wife and his children. Now, Matt, I just want to say one important thing on your show today,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure a lot of Dominicans will agree with me. Matt, with all what Alwyn did, to me, one of the greatest, besides the flag, one of the greatest things he did was to allow Inspector Wicks, Assistant Superintendent Wicks, to go back to grammar school. You see where Brother Wicks reached today? Through Dr. Alwyn Bully. We must not press poor people children. Thank you very much.
As a matter of fact, I think he sent me a note, you know, that said that he would call to confirm just what you're saying there. Let me see what he said to me. Matt, I'm rolling to the cut, but Mr. Bully kept me at the DGS as a welfare child. I'm hoping sometime later I can call to publicly say so. In the trenches of poverty, he held my hands and kept me at DGS. That's the word there, Mr. Weeks. I repeat. Mr. Bully kept me at DGS as a welfare child. I'm hoping sometime I can call and publicly say so. In the trenches of poverty, he held my hands and kept me at the Dominica Grammar School. Are you there, caller?
Yes, good afternoon to you, Matt.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
And good afternoon to your listeners. I, too, want to thank Kara Shillingford. I feel so proud to have her as my lawyer. Kara Shillingford, rising star, MASH. Congratulations to you. You must be proud of yourself. Hillary Shillingford must be proud. Her mother must be proud. And Bowie must be proud of that great hero. Take a bow on that Kara Shillingford MASH for mashing them up. And I am happy Alwyn Moody will be getting an official funeral. That's what I heard, Matt?
Yes,
An official funeral.
And the flag will be flown at half-mast the day before and the day of his funeral.
Man deserves it. He did a lot for Dominica, and we have to pay homage to him. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, too. On the telephone, are you there, caller? We missed that one. Are you there, caller?
Yes, Matt, I'm here. Matt is here again. Matt, you know, on this whole thing about the corruption issue, Matt, and the inability of Caribbean leaders to develop their own economies, Matt, I have a suggestion for Mia Motley. Now that she has got Rock University, with the rising cost of medicine in the United States and Canadians going to the U.S. to get medical care, English people going to the U.S., why doesn't she develop Medi-Tourism, refurbish the hospital, the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, and develop Medi-Tourism? It will provide employment opportunities at a different level to a lot of Bajans at home. It will also enhance, you would have to have employer more doctors and fill up a school. She will make money like that. There's a country, I think Madagascar lives off of that. Those are opportunities that you use in these challenges. But to sit on your hand and talk about other countries doing it is develop your economy. That's why these lazy.
I guess when you have a chance, Mr. Robertson, you can send a message to her directly, 257, giving some good advice there. Serious times with Dominica Egyptian. Dominica, we've got to go. 449-309-5967. Serious times tomorrow. Yeah. I've got to go, though. Somebody says, man, I have a suggestion for Mr. Bully. Mr. Bully's funeral, they should have children from different schools lined up. Or line up on the route of his funeral with flag dressed and dressed in the uniforms. Or with flags dressed in the uniforms. A true icon. Life continues as it goes. If you really the symbol will live for us, or with us forever. The national flag. I'm hoping that more announcements will be made in the near future about how we should celebrate Mr. Bully. Just with discussion with the family. Socialize and realize. So let the sun shine throughout every day. Let the moon shine through the peaceful night. This is seven times rise and seven. I've got to go. But Adam's really pleasure was mine. In the falling things at all. Cause life continues as it goes. If you really want to know the truth of the truth isn't being told. No, 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 no. Sometimes you think it's peace and safety. It could be your first sudden destruction. Well, we have 30 seconds if you want to make a call. Hello, quickly. 30 seconds. Yeah?
Yeah, all I want to say, deny, distrust, and deflect. That's what both your so-called prime minister and Mayor Motley, the all corrupt Caribbean leaders, that's what they do. Never answer the question. Distrust, deflect.
All right, thank you. This is where we come to the end.
All I can see around us is just violence and crime. Full time for us to centralize, socialize, and legalize. So you hang out on the corner. I see a giant family, see a one on the corner. On the corner, do you seem really now on the water? I see a them go see a left the border. Cause I don't know them, say them gone, no, they can't play. I don't care, come in and chat.